of the aspects of that reading that I found very interesting is, you know, towards the end, Ajahn Sucitta was talking about, you know, sort of how dealing with all the difficulties of, you know, jungle monastery life in Thailand developed the qualities he was describing. But then there was sort of an implication that, you know, right now, well, conditions are different, but then, you know, we have, you know, and so, but these principles keep applying.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's pretty critical, because if you do, I mean, if you succeed at this, it's hard not to be supported well. It's just what happens, and then, yeah, unless you can figure out how to keep the practice going in a different environment, you won't keep succeeding.
Yeah. I mean, the truth of the Buddhist teachings is not dependent on a particular time or a particular place. I mean, it's true everywhere at all times. So that, of course, it's up to us to learn how to live it. And, learn how to apply it so that whatever situation we're in, obviously within certain boundaries, but as a monastic, and we have quite clear boundaries. And there's all, but as a monastic, then we still are coming in contact with all sorts of different situations.